Now, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for this time. We pray, Lord, that you would come by your Spirit, Lord, as we look into your word and make your word alive in our heart, Lord. And take it, Lord, from our ears and our head, Lord, and put it down deep within our heart. We thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit is always present, Lord, for the heart that is open to bring us on further and further in you. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for each one of us here tonight and all you will do. We'll thank you now for all that in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so let's look in chapter 5. We're going to, of course, not read every verse. I would love to go verse by verse from chapter 5 through chapter 8 because there's so much, especially when you start getting into 8 there, but for the time we have, we'll just look at certain verses. So this is chapter 5, and we'll just read the first. This is related to the crippled man at the pool of Bethesda. We all probably know the story. Verse 1, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in the Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. An angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred the water, and then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity for 38 years. So this man is sick. He's crippled for 38 years. That's a long time to lay and not be able to, you know, move around. If you think about, you know, what's going on in his particular life. But with Jesus, as the word says, all things are possible to those who believe. And the Lord can come by, as we see many times in the scriptures, and touch people's hearts. And he hasn't changed. And his arm is not too short that he cannot reach down today and touch the hearts of his people. But one of the things the Lord, and I've said this before and I'll keep saying it, one of the things the Lord really looks for with a believer is their heart open to me? And we think that our heart is always open to the Lord, and that may not always be the case. We think that up here. But whenever the Lord comes to you, he comes in various ways for various reasons. And, for example, he may come to correct us, and we might not be too willing to hear correction. But correction is quite a beneficial thing for the believer because the Lord does it to help us and to keep us on the way or in the way of righteousness and to prepare us for what is coming. And I just don't mean in this world. That's true. But the marriage to Christ, he prepares believers for that. But anyway, verse 6, when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" Now, that's kind of an interesting question. This guy's paralyzed for 38. Do you want to be made well? And This word here, well, I'm going to look at it for a few minutes. When you look at it in the King James, you look at it in the American Standard Version, certain versions translate that word as whole. And a lot of times when you see the word whole, it means something beyond healing, physical healing. And so the story here, when we're reading it, of this man leads a person to believe that the healing is the priority here. And when we're in a place, I don't know, you know, what you've seen in your Christian walk. If you've seen people get up that were in wheelchairs, you see people who were diseased being healed. And it's quite an interesting, miraculous thing to see. And many times when the Lord moves in that way, our focus is upon the miracle. And of course, that's true. I mean, it's a miracle. You see it. It's wonderful. You praise the Lord for what he's done. But there's more God is after. So this word here, whole, I'll give you two instances just in Psalms 119 where this word is used. This is Psalm 119:10 and in verse 34. With my whole heart, I have sought you. So he's not talking just about the physical person. And give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. So he's speaking about his whole being, you know, spirit, soul, and body too. And so this word well here is not just limited to this physical healing thing. This is related, I think, more so, well, that also, but more so what the Lord wants to do with the miracle in a person. So the root word from this, the Greek word that we're looking at is well, translated well. The root word of that, 837 in the Strong's, means to be, one of them means to be enlarged. So when you think of being enlarged, the Lord came and enlarged me. See, that to me is talking about something beyond the physical. It's talking about what he does in your spirit. He enlarges you. He does something in your life to open you up and to make you bigger, or he increases you as far as maybe some particular characteristic of the Lord, where maybe you didn't have any patience at all about anything, anytime, anywhere. Now the Lord's working in your life and you find that he has brought you into some patience. So that's an enlargement of the heart. And Paul uses this in Colossians 1:10. This is the same exact Greek word, by the way. That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing, that's the word, 837, increasing in the knowledge of God. See, we increase in the knowledge of God, not in our mind, you know, just our physical mind, but we increase in the knowledge of God in our spirit. So the Lord may take something we hear and we process that, you know, in our mind, the neurons fire and what have you, and the Spirit of the Lord works in that word and through that word, and he takes that and he puts it in your spirit, see. Or you could say it this way, is probably a better way to say it, that when the word comes, it enters into the spirit and the mind contemplates that, you know, because the Lord is interested in the spirit of man. Very much so. So he asked this man, do you want to be well? So in verse, if you continue on through the chapter, you know, you see this discourse between Jesus and this man. And another meaning of the word well here, do you want to be well, is useful. And I'm you know, reading that and thinking, Lord, what does this, how does this fit in this particular word in this verse? And actually, the man, once the Lord heals him and he gets up, he's useful in the testimony of the Lord, because he goes and he tells the Pharisees, they say, hey, you're carrying your bed. You're not supposed to be doing that. And he said, well, the man who made me well told me such and such and such and such. And so he's testifying of the work of God, or the healing of God, or the miracle of God. And he's becoming useful speaking in the kingdom.